Greetings. We had an awesome morning at A-Life yesterday. Holy Spirit was manifest in, through, and with us as a church community. Thank you, God, for the power of Jesus in our midst. Thank you to all who filled various roles in being the family of God. Surely God rests in our lives. God doesn't want to tell us how to act. He wants us to be inspired from our hearts to act like His children without being told. When a dad or a mom tell their children to do something, they aren't interested in merely getting their children to obey. It isn't about picking up their clothes, cleaning their room, or some kind action on their part because of some command given to them. A parent doesn't want to tell their children to do things. They want their children to learn to do things that are in the character of the family. God wants to inspire us to spontaneously act the way children of God act. Our actions are merely a testimony of the character of the family. This is the kind of family we are. We are the family of God. True offerings are a testimony of being and living in the character of God. It is the testimony of giving life in all things. God doesn't want us to live as individuals for our own personal wills. He wants us to know that we are the family of God. We are a family, not orphans. Our destiny is to live with and for a corporate testimony of the family of God, being able to influence the world around us more together than we can by ourselves. The storehouse of God is for the food of God, and the food of God is to do the will of God in all things. As I have written, tithe is a level of relationship that testifies of a right response to the one who grants a substance from heaven that empowers us to become who we're meant to be upon the earth. The tithe is something of the substance of our lives that we give to the place of God's presence in the earth. It is meant to be the substance of our thoughts, actions, attitudes, and possessions, both natural and spirit. Our offerings are something of our thoughts, actions, attitudes, and passions expressed in various measures and testimonies of our relationship with God and one another as sons and daughters of God in the earth. The Holy Spirit has come into our lives so that we will not only believe whom our Heavenly Father is, but we will also believe who we are in Christ. This is not just true for us as individuals, but for community expressions of individuals joined together for a greater identity, testimony, and purpose than we can accomplish alone. As we respond to God in our midst, His presence fills us from heaven within our hearts, and those blessings overflow with heavenly influences flowing from our lives. It is His presence in our lives, but it requires a response from us as God's children. We respond to the gift of the Holy Spirit, the messenger, with the substance of our hearts and lives. The Holy Spirit has come to establish an open heaven in our lives so the blessings of God will overflow from our lives to the world around us. God's manifest presence has come into our hearts, and He is overflowing with the blessings of heaven. We must understand and live in destiny. Our path of destiny is not a path of solitary footsteps. It is a path that is joined to and walks with others for God's purpose in our lives. When we finish our race of life, our world should have been impacted by our footsteps as we journeyed through life. To destine is to set someone apart for a purpose or a use. Destiny is what becomes of a person or a thing in the end. In the kingdom of God, the end is in the process. We cannot think like the world and fulfill the destiny of Christ in our lives. We must live for God's will and purpose in our lives in all things. Romans 2:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We must live for the purpose of God's harvest in our lives. We are destined for a harvest, and that harvest is a testimony of our connection with one another as the family of God in this world. People in the world live for their own personal pleasure, success, and personal purpose in some way. That kind of harvest cannot produce the generational inheritance of life that God desires in the earth. Our harvest has a greater purpose than living for our own glory. Our harvest is meant to be for the glory of our Father in heaven. Harvest is the end of every age. We are destined for a harvest, and that harvest is bigger than us alone. We are part of something great together, and it's God's will for us to live for a corporate influence of life to the world around us. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.